Okay, I'm doing a sound seeing today. I feel kind of funny talking in the middle of the street, but maybe I'll get over it. I have like 3 hours to kill today. I'm going to have to work later this afternoon, and I worked this morning. So I have all this time to kill, and I have my recorder here because I'm going to see Division Day tonight at Union Hall in Brooklyn. And I think this is too loud. So right now I'm walking down 42nd Street. I just ate lunch in Hell's Kitchen at Zen Palette. So I'm going down 42nd Street toward Times Square. I'm between 8th Avenue and 7th Avenue. It's kind of a dreary day. It's not raining right now, but it's been kind of drizzly all day, and it's cool. And these are kind of the days that I really like New York City. Interesting, no one seems to care that I'm walking down the street talking to myself into a box. Okay, I'm actually heading toward the subway station, which is right here. And I'm afraid I have the level too high on this. So I'm gonna get on the subway. I may turn off the recorder because that'll feel totally retarded to sit on the subway and talk. But either you'll hear a sound seeing tour of the subway going from Times Square to the Upper West Side on the, oh wow. I don't think this is gonna be the subway I need. I need a A or a C. This is the NQRWS1237. Oh, I could take the shuttle to the shuttle to Grand Central and then get on the A, maybe? I really need a C or a B. But seeing as how I have time to kill, I can explore. So I think that's it for now. I'm going to turn this off. I'm headed to Central Park, and if it's not raining, I'm going to do like a sound seeing. But in the meantime, how about this? I'll play a song here. How about it's going to be Division Day's cover of More Than This by Roxy Music. Yeah, that'll go next. So this is all leading up to, I guess, maybe this will be one big long podcast about Division Day. And it'll end with the interview I'm doing with them tonight. Okay, bye.
I could feel at the time there was no way of knowing all in me is in the night. Who can say where they're blowing as free as the wind? And hopefully learning why the sea on the tide is no. Thank you.
Okay, I realized two things. One is I didn't mention that this podcast is brought to you by Podcast Ready and podcastready.com. And also, I could have gotten on the A back at 8th Avenue, I think. So I'm going down that way. I'm walking by the theater where it's the New Amsterdam Theater where Mary Poppins is showing. Young Frankenstein is across the street. There's a big mob of people right here in front of this McDonald's. I'm not sure why. I still don't know what that was. It's Madame Tussauds. Pygmalion is across the street. Here's Ripley's, believe it or not. I've never been to these places. It's a little quieter than usual because it's so rainy today. This is gonna be a cool sounding sound scene. Did I mention Podcast Ready? I feel like I owe Podcast Ready an apology because I haven't podcasted in so long, and you know, they bought me this recorder, so I'm getting back on it today. Chris Daly was just in town, and we saw 30 Days of Night, which was okay. It reminded me of a great film, 30 Days Later, 28 Days Later. And I'm kind of wondering about this whole business with the A-Train. We also saw Blue Man Group, which was amazing. And he's friends with the Chapman Stick player, who we had dinner with one night. Which reminds me of my poor vegetarianism. I ate steak, and then I had the shits all the next day. But it's all good. I'm back to vegetarianism. And there's a cleansing diet that Joey Ito did that I'm going to look into. Oh, I'm at the Port Authority bus terminal. There should be some lovely characters down here. Is this where I get on the A? I can just imagine Chef Mark listening to this and like wanting to tell me which way to go. But yeah. So I had all this time and I was dying to go to Zen Palette. So I went all the way down from the Upper West Side to Hell's Kitchen to 46th and 9th Avenue. There's a Zen Palette there. And it's like all the different places I've tried, it's my favorite vegetarian restaurant so far. Gobo runs a close second. And this other new place, well, new to me, it's called Blossom, and it's all organic and vegan. It's really, really good, but also much more expensive. Excuse me. Okay, I'm going to go on the Port Authority bus terminal right now and see if... It seems like there's a connection here somehow to get on the A. Here's a sign that says Subway. I think this is right. But I really want the C. I may wind up taking the A and then switching. There must be a C that stops here. Oh, here we are. Right. see all the downtown ACE trains. I think I'm going the right way to get to the uptown ones. Downtown of Brooklyn. The thing that kind of sucks about this time of year for me right now is that I have kind of a thick hoodie on, and it's cool enough for it on the street. But then at the subway station, it's definitely not. Okay, yeah, I'm going the right way. Okay, here we are. I hear music coming from somewhere. Perhaps you hear it too. Oh yeah, here comes somebody. Okay, I just got off the A. I paused it for a little bit because now I'm at 59th Street, and it's the last stop, I learned, through hard experience, until like way up at 145th or something like that. And I need to go to around 81st. I think there's an 81st stop. Oh, and look, and here comes the sea. I paused a little on the right, so now I'm at 59th Street. It's like Columbus Circle. Yeah. So I'm going to switch to the sea, which seems to be approaching right now. I can take the C or the B to, this is fascinating, I'm sure, to 81st, which will drop me off right at Central Park, near also where I'm working today, at 3 o'clock. So, I was just thinking on the subway, when I get back to the surface, I will Twitter that I'm doing this podcast, and maybe someone will call, and we can, you know, I'll put you on speakerphone, whoever you are, if anyone calls. And, yeah, so here comes the C. And how about another song from Division Day? This song is called, I can't remember, what is this? Is this a train? It's coming really slowly. It's the B. I think this song is called Tigers. It's Division Day.
I want your blood inside my head. Send this overture to the living dead. Regain your foothold in the eyes. And catch your fevers to the pairs of eyes. It's much ado about the sun. I choose the moon cause it's the colder one. I want its glow, its milk, its dust. I want some hands that I can trust. It fakes all the fences. Tonic to the furious burn. I am the mouth to the medicine. I will be your mouth to the medicine. And I'll fix all those fences of pain. I'll chop all the tigers. They're anxious to learn where they belong. And now that it's over, I'm not afraid.
Okay, I'm emerging from the subway station at 81st Street and Central Park West. Really, I think it's 79th Street where I'm getting out. Oh, I'm going to send that Twitter message in hopes that someone will call. Okay, I'm trying to walk and record and text all at the same time. It's not going so great. So the text says, recording a sound scene. I'm at the Diana Ross Playground in Central Park. Call in if you like. And my phone number. And now it's sent. Now if I can find this park, I'll be doing good. Or the playground. It cracked me up that there was even a Diana Ross playground. Right across the street is a building that makes me wish I was a photographer. It's the Museum of Natural History. There's a huge statue of, I think, it says first president. I don't know. Who was that? I think that was Reagan. And it's a beautiful statue in the beginning. The building itself is just beautiful. I crossed Central Park West. And, yeah. So I'm walking down. I just sent my Twitter. What? Network is not responding now. Bitches. Okay, I got it to post. And, so right now I just posted and I'm looking at Twitter. Which causes if someone does call, they'll get my voicemail. Because when I'm on the web on my phone, usually I can't get phone calls. But that's just the way we roll. Well, there's a truck that almost ran me over. I'm crossing 81st Street now. Here comes a fire truck. Oh yeah, Diana Ross Playground right here. It's, oh, it's open. I don't want to go in there. There are kids around and stuff. I don't want parents to think I'm some kind of weird predator or something. All the benches are pretty wet because it's been raining. But, yeah. So I've been having these sort of feelings, And it hit me yesterday, like, and it's sort of the feeling I got when I watched Angels in America. And I haven't seen the play. I just saw the HBO version, which is really good. But you know how it gives you the sense that everything around you is kind of, well, divine in a way? Just this weird thing. I tried to Twitter about it yesterday. And here's a rock. The thing that's interesting is there was a woman that I saw down in World Trade Center where I get on the PATH train to go to my new apartment in Jersey City, which I haven't really talked to you guys about. And so there was a woman sitting on the ground with a like a handkerchief over her head, and she looked really like old-timey. She had a little cup in front of her collecting money. And it was like biblical in a way. And I don't know, I just had this sense, and I've been reading this Dorothy Day book. I need to go back and look for what she said about it. And you know, with, oh, the guy from A Simple Way, Shane Claiborne. Just this whole sort of thing with people. Oh, I have a new voicemail. I wonder if it's somebody calling me from Twitter. Let's see. I'm going to put it on speakerphone and just risk it.
One new message.
Oh, it's my friend Aaron.
I need to talk to you, so call me back.
Wow, that sounds important. I should call her back.
To replay, press 4288.
That was Erin. She's been on the podcast before. My phone says roaming sometimes right when I get out there. So anyway, back to that. It just made me start thinking about, I don't know, like things are starting to get better for me here and I have more money and that kind of thing. But now I've also like seen what it's like to be, even at my darkest and poorest and all of that, I would always had like a safety net. You know, I knew that I wouldn't be homeless. But then I got closer to that than I've ever been, like where I knew also that I couldn't support myself. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I guess I just am really like connected with poor people in a way that I haven't been before. And just the phrase poor people sounds condescending, doesn't it? So what it's just made me do is, well, I'm working on starting a project that I don't really want to talk about yet until my old things are finished here, because you never know who's listening. But what's going to be exciting is that it'll be my own deal and I'll be making money on my own, so I can really be who I am at all times in a way that I can't always. That sounded random. Oh, the SoundSeeing post posted twice. Sorry. Oh, Pansy Division is playing in Hoboken tonight. Oh well. So anyway, those are my thoughts about that. I wish I could go into it in more detail, but I just can't. Like, as far as the, I don't know, just everything when you walk around the city and you see like so much money and so much consumption and also so many people who don't have anything. It's just like every second is not a test, but or the chance to decide, am I going to be part of humanity or am I going to hoard things that I have? When still at this point it's very little, but you know, I don't know. Anyway, that's my thought. All these things sound really like in depth in my mind, but then when I start trying to talk about them, I say just this little bit and that's really all it is. Because it's those things, when you try to talk about things at this kind of spiritual level, you know, like we don't really have words for that kind of level of how we interact with each other and how we exist and stuff. So yeah, that's it. I'm gonna pause now. How about another Division Day song? This is their cover of Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode. Only it's Division Day. That's why it's a cover. Oh, I got a phone call. It's from Rob. Hello? Are you calling because of my Twitter thing? Oh, yeah, I did. I don't care. No one even responds to my Twitters. Why would someone stalk me? Wait, hold on. I'm recording right now, so can I put you on speakerphone? Okay. All right, talk.
Hello?
Oh, that's going to work great.
Huh?
That's going to work great, I think, except for the part that you can't hear me.
Assuming I can hear you.
Can you hear me right now?
Yeah.
What about right now? So this is Rob.
Yes, it's me.
Rob, formerly known as or currently known as Rob Average Penis?
Probably more former than currently, but that's fine.
Alright. It still shows up on my phone number when you call. Or on my phone.
An average penis?
Yeah. What average
is... that's real good.
Yes, that is real good. A++.
Right.
Alright.
Are you out in the park?
Yeah, I'm right across from the Diana Ross Playground.
Playground?
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Really is.
Are you swinging on a swing?
No, I'm sitting on a big rock, like across from the playground, because there are kids there, and I felt weird, like, with the recorder.
Yeah, that's probably a little bit creepy.
Yeah, hey, little girl, come talk into my recorder.
Little girl?
Or whatever, little boy. So what have you been doing?
A bet?
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yep. That's beautiful.
That is beautiful. I have 2 more days left at job number 2 and then I'm done.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, 2-week notice is a bitch.
Yeah. Did I just hear, like, a motorcycle or something in the background?
That was a Dodge Neon that was pimped out to be Need for Speed style.
Why do they pimp out such cheesy little cars?
I don't know, because they're cheap and they can afford to buy the car. You know, a punk like that isn't going to go out and buy a brand new something or other.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
$500 on the Neon and then...
On a, like... On a Dodge Neon. Oh, I got you. Yeah. And then, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you listen to the Compassionate Cooks deal?
Yeah, I was just listening to one of them today. I haven't been listening to so many podcasts lately because my big iPod is dead and my little one has like 2 gigabytes on it and I got tired of...
I see.
Yeah. But have you been listening to her?
Yeah, have you ever recommended them on your show before?
I think I did maybe once.
Ah, I see. Well, people should go check it out. I don't know the website, do you?
I think it's just CompassionateCooks.com. Tell them what it is.
Huh?
Tell the people what it is.
Well, basically, I think she's a vegan. I think she is. And... A lot of our shows have been about, you know, like, making vegan dinners and stuff like that, but as of lately, she's gone kind of political. The most recent show is about how a lot of our proverbs and stuff are very anti-animal or violent towards animal, and so she came up with other compassionate, I guess, things or whatever. So, like, to kill 2 birds with 1 stone, you should say to cut 2 carrots with 1 knife.
That's a trip. How do you feel about that?
But yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah, I like
there's
her.
Also,
go ahead.
There's also another one that I like. It's called, I think it's Vegan Freak Radio. Have you listened to that one before?
Yeah, for some reason I didn't like them so much. I should try them again. They seem a little, like, condescending. No, there is a Vegan Freak Radio.
Okay, well, there's one where it's actually a radio show played on the radio. Maybe that one's Go Vegan Radio.
That could be.
Huh?
I said that could be.
That could be. But, yeah, there's a lot. There's more than I thought under that genre.
So you've been vegetarian for a long time now, right? Like a month or so or more?
It's probably been a little over a month.
That's
but I'm not doing the vegan thing. I don't think I can do that. It costs too much money.
Yeah, I could try to talk you into it, but I've been a terrible vegetarian lately.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I ate steak the other night.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Look, I didn't even eat steak when I was eating meat.
Can you hear the shame in my voice?
Who?
The shame in my voice.
Was there shame there?
Yeah, I had steak the other night. And then guess what I had the next day?
Ribs.
No, the shits. Yeah, it's one of those things that I like started like gradually eating meat every now and then my friend Chris was in town. And he's like a meat and potatoes kind of person.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I mean, I've already been eating meat. I might as well just eat a steak today. And like while I eat it, I have this whole thing in my mind where I have to like consciously stop thinking about it as being part of a dead cow.
Yeah.
So, and then I ate it and I was farting and shitting all the next day.
Well, I totally didn't do it for, you know, animal activism. But now it kind of grosses me out a little bit. Even think about it, so it hasn't really been that hard. And Boca, I think they say Boca or Buca. Have you ever had those?
Yeah, like the Boca
B-O-C-A.
Burgers. Yeah, like the Boca burger kind of things, huh?
Yeah, the soy and vegetable protein.
Yeah, they're good.
They are good.
You need to come to New York City because there are so many vegetarian restaurants. I ate at my favorite one today.
What is it?
It's called Zen Palette.
What is it?
It's called Zen, like Zen Buddhism. Palette. So Zen Palette.
Is that the one that just passed the 2-year anniversary?
It could be.
Yeah, because there was one in New York. It's the first vegan or vegetarian restaurant to be open for 2 years.
Oh, that's a trip. Now there are a bunch of them. There's one called Blossom. I was talking about this a little while ago, so I probably shouldn't repeat it.
Okay.
But yeah, they're so good. You should come and we could eat vegetarian food.
So I'm just going to totally come to New York just to eat.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Hey,
right.
So you did it because you were feeling sick a lot, right? Wasn't that the conversation we had? Seems like you IM'd me that you were thinking about going vegetarian because you wanted to feel healthier.
Yeah, basically.
So what's your experience been as far as that's concerned?
Oh, I think it's helped a lot. I always felt guilty for eating what I was, because, I mean, if you look at any of those nutritional labels, you know.
Yeah.
They're not very good, especially from low appetite. From like McDonald's or something.
Yeah.
I don't eat a McDonald's anyway, but as an example.
That shit's rank.
I know.
Did you listen?
That ain't even me.
What?
That ain't even me.
What? I'm just kidding. So, what? Did you listen to the podcast I did with Joey Ito, the guy from Creative Commons?
Did I listen to it?
Yeah. This isn't like I'm going to be mad if you didn't.
With the moving and the new job, I haven't listened to much lately. Was it recently?
Oh, I did a long time ago. I haven't done a podcast in about a month.
I know.
Don't hate.
The last one I listened to, I think, was with the PETA dude.
Oh, yeah. So, like, maybe two before that. It was pretty good. But anyway, he's a vegan, the guy from Creative Commons.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he's been doing this cleanse. I think it's called the Eat for Life diet or something. I'm thinking about once I get... What?
Eat for Life, is that what you said?
I think it's called something like that. I'll look it up. It's on his blog at joeyito.com.
Joeyito.com.
Yeah, I'm going to go look at it. I may do it. Like, it's very, like, it's vegan and... And I think he did it for 6 weeks or something like that. But I'm having this feeling like I looked at myself, like I saw myself in the mirror in one of the rooms where I teach. And like you have those moments when you see yourself and you're like, ugh, what the hell is wrong with me? You know, like my face seemed all puffy and stuff. Like I haven't been eating great food or whatever.
Yeah.
So it seems like I should do something like that.
Yeah, I'm getting undressed right now. Is that okay?
That's hot. This is now what? All right. Are we X-rated? Do you still have underwear on?
What?
Do you still have underwear on?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is just R-rated then?
Yeah, it's not X quite yet.
Oh, hey.
It's hard to take off a long sleeve shirt and hold the phone at the same time.
Is it hard?
Yeah. No, not bad.
In both senses of the word.
The big job kind of sucks. I have to dress up for it. Instead of just jeans and a t-shirt.
But that's cool.
Oh, yeah, that's real good.
Well, you like the new job, though?
Yeah, so far. Pretty good. I need to make a lot more.
That's good.
And I moved out, did you know that?
No. Are you, like, living on your own or with your hoe?
Yeah, with my hoe.
That's hoe-alicious.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Huh? Hello?
What? Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, we moved last Friday, so a week tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool. So you live with your girlfriend now, right?
Yep.
How's that going?
For now. I almost kicked her out last night.
Oh, that's nice.
Not my fault.
Of course not. Yeah, if that's okay with you.
First show in months. Did anybody else call you?
No. My friend. That's why I didn't worry about putting my number on Twitter, because I knew no one, like, I would have to, like, pay someone to stalk me. Isn't that sad?
That's weird, because when I called right after I got there, I got a busy signal.
Uh-huh.
And then I tried a couple minutes later, and I got your voicemail, so I figured you had just flooded.
Yeah, probably because I was, looking on the Twitter to see if anybody responded to it. So then,
yeah. I wouldn't do it.
No, I mean, the circuits were all loaded up with all the phone calls I was getting. People really want to be on the Mikey Pod podcast.
Yeah, I'm glad I got through.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, right now, I mean, I'm sure lots of people are trying to get in, but...
I'm sure they are.
They should have dialed faster, right?
Right. Well, aren't you at work or something?
I have, like, time to kill. I don't have to be back at work until 3.
So what's this mixed school shit about?
Oh, I can't really talk about it on the podcast.
Why?
Because it has to do with where my money is coming from right now. So you never know who listens. So I wouldn't want to, like...
You never know who's listening?
Right.
You don't want to offend anybody and get fired?
Exactly.
Well, maybe we'll have to have a PM later.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I talk about it all the time on Twitter, though. But I just say...
You Twitter so much that I usually just ignore them.
Thanks. I love you so much.
Well, and I can't even respond to them, so...
That's true.
I mean, I feel like a Twitter that, but nobody reads my shit anyway, so...
Yeah.
You probably aren't even on my list.
Oh, that hurts.
No, I meant you.
Like, I'm not even on... You're not even on my list?
Yeah.
No, you are.
I am.
You hardly ever Twitter, though.
Well, that's because nobody watches it.
I watch it. I try to look every day.
That's the same way with the podcast.
Which one? That is Real Good Tech?
Yeah.
Have you still been doing it?
If you ever see him, punch him in the face for me, ruin my life.
Oh, don't hate. I haven't seen him in a long time. I talked to him for a little bit, just a week or so ago.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with him. He's really, like, he's being a recluse.
Fucking Indian douchebag.
True dat.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I have banana nut bread here.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah.
I was in the new apartment or whatever.
Good. I moved in with this guy named Brian. Oh, my Lord. My, the line's ringing.
Huh?
My, the line's ringing. It says no caller ID. I wonder if it's a Twitter person or a bill collector. Let me get it. Maybe I'll call you back if, like, when it's done or whatever. Is that okay?
What?
Let me call you back.
Whore.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Mikey Pod?
Yeah?
You said to call in, so I am.
Is this Andy?
No, this is your mom.
Hey, Mom, what's up? You sound...
Not much, just having sex with your father.
Wow, you sound kind of gay, Mom.
Oh, thank you. It's like, I don't know, it's like, you know, I'm picking darling.
And you're having sex with my father. Doesn't it bother you that you got divorced like 20 years ago?
Yeah, we decided to get back together.
Right. You're bringing up some of my family of origin issues, Mom, so maybe we shouldn't talk about this on the podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you, like, as loud as you can be?
Yes, I am.
Do I have you on speakerphone? Yeah. I was just talking to Rob Average Penis on the other line.
Who?
Rob Average Penis.
Oh. What is she up to?
Oh, you know. Same old thing. She got a new job.
Yeah, I know that.
I haven't talked to her forever.
And she got a new apartment.
Yeah, moved in with her girlfriend.
Right.
I love calling her her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Not much. I was just on Twitter and saw that you wanted people to call you, so I did.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's funny doing this. It's not the same as, like, when Madge did her call-in shows.
Maybe it's better.
Maybe I should tell people to fuck off more.
Yeah.
Right.
If you told me to fuck off, I would cry.
No crying, please. That's gay. I'm afraid you may not be loud enough to be picked up. Say something again.
What do you want me to say?
Oh, I guess you're loud enough. I'm just holding the phone kind of weird. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, I can hear you just fine.
That's awesome.
So you're at Diana Ross's park?
Yeah, there's a Diana Ross playground right at Central Park West and like 81st Street, I think it is. Maybe 80th.
Just sing there often or something?
Say what?
Just sing there often?
No, I wonder if she just donated the money to build it, because it's in Central Park, but it's just a little section that's kind of...
No.
It's like, it's a playground, like swings and shit. That'd be fun to have a playground and say, yeah, it's a real playground with swings and shit on the sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you're finally doing a show.
It's been a long time, right?
Yep. Every time I go into iTunes, I'm like, when is Mikey Pod going to update? When is Mikey Pod going to update?
Well, it's going to be like, I have this, I'm going to put this show up, and then tonight I'm going to see that band Division Day that no one will go to see with me.
Well, I would if I was there.
I know. And so, you know why no one will see it with me? And tell me if you think I'm being heterosexist. Because they're not some cheesy gay band. Like, all gay people want to see is fucking cheesy gay people.
I don't listen to any gay music. I don't like the gay people.
Then you're not real gay.
I don't know any cheesy, like, gay bands. The only thing I listen to is, you know, stuff I get on Magnitude because it's DRM-free.
Word up. Do you have to buy it off of Magnitude, or can you just listen?
You can listen to it for free, like, on the site. But, well, you can also license it and download it, like, semi-legally. Like, if you want to use it for something.
Okay.
And then you can decide if you want to pay for it. You can pay, you know, what you want to pay for it.
Okay. Cool. Hey, what was the band you told me about last night?
I think it was Jamie Seaver.
There was another one, I think. Or maybe someone else told me about them. I think it was Curtis. Never mind.
Okay.
Because someone, whoever they were, someone on the subway next to me was listening to them on their iPod today.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, it was freaky. It's even creepier that I was, like, peering over at this girl's iPod to see what she was listening to. But I always want to look and see, like, if it's someone that I like. And be like, hey, you listen to cool music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sitting on a rock. It's kind of cold outside, and it's been raining, so I think my pants are going to wet. But my ass is definitely cold. Yeah. It's going to be really hot by this evening when they're all, like, damp. Oh, but I'm going to interview this band, Division Day, tonight. And, So, yeah. So there'll be Division Day music in this podcast, and then I'll put up a podcast of them tomorrow or whatever. I may actually put this one up tomorrow. Yeah, I never do podcasts like this, where I'm just talking.
Yeah.
Because I don't like them, but people seem to like them, and I don't ever lose any of my paltry number of subscribers. So it's okay.
Well, let's just brag about it, why don't we?
I said paltry. That means not very many.
No. I didn't go to college. I'm sorry that I don't know all the big words.
It's not a big word. It's a random word. Can you hear that horn?
Yep.
Yeah, this is New York. Well, I've been recording this for like half an hour now, so I should probably stop and wind it up.
You want to blow me off.
Or I could like stop the recorder and then we could just talk normal people.
Nah, that's fine. I'll let you go. I just wanted to call in and say hi.
I'm glad you did.
Not really.
That horn is telling you to shut the fuck up.
All right, well, I will let you go, and I will talk to you later.
All right, Dan.
All right,
bye. I guess that's it. My phone is about out of juice, and I need it to have juice. So I think I'm going to go. Here's one more song from Division Day. I don't know what it is. But cool, I'll put this podcast up tonight, and then the Division Day one this weekend. And that I still have that George Tabb one. So I'll put that up next week. And all will be right with the world. Thanks for listening, and go to podcastready.com.